Hey friend, I'm Tanisha Sela, and you're listening to the Life of an Empath podcast. I'm an empath, Akashic Records reader, and intuitive guide. I'm exactly what you would expect a modern day mystic to be. I meditate, I'm a crystal lover, sporadic yogi, and I believe in love and universal goodness. I help high-level creatives, empaths, and teams achieve emotional clarity and allow them to utilize intuition as business strategy. On this podcast, I share stories about my personal spiritual journey, the lessons that I'm learning through my clients, and life as a wife and mom of two toddlers. Welcome to my life. Let's get started. My story of working with a business partner isn't typical. While most businesses aren't foolproof and fail often, the demise of this business had less to do with cash-flush clients, but more so a partner unwilling to be honest about who she was, where she was in her life, and her ability to perform simple tasks. It was the single worst experience of my adult life, and that's putting it mildly. What started out as a way to expand the work I'd started on my own and give it a means of attracting new clientele turned into a year filled with painful life lessons and ultimately a decision I deeply regret. For anyone considering a business partnership or a co-founder, I would caution you to think twice. Think twice and consider what you're avoiding by foregoing solo entrepreneurship first and weigh what the worst case scenario could be. A business partnership is more than someone to split the profits with. It should be someone to share the workload and the obstacles with. You and your partner should be a team. A team in all of the ugly cry sessions when things have literally hit the fan. Someone to create a secret handshake with when you have a big win. Someone that can trust you and you can trust too, right? Dire circumstances don't always allow you the most clarity professionally or personally. However, times of instability are when bad deals and bad business decisions are birthed. It always gives the right type of person the perfect motive and a wealth of opportunity to take advantage of your circumstances and your emotions. Partnership within a working relationship should always be defined. Finding your equal is essential, but identifying what an equal means to you is of the highest importance in a partnership. Partnering with someone to cover your deficiencies should never be considered okay. In this new millennial established creative economy, so many people are looking to be put on just because it's the thing to do for visibility and credibility. But that becomes problematic for partners and co-founders that happen to be the doers, the executors. Before you can really take heed to my warnings about business partnership, you need to have a frame of reference for who my business partner really was. Let me tell you how it all began. And this is about as transparent as I ever get. This is a very personal part of my life and is not intended to be shade at all. It is the unveiling of something I have hoarded for far too long. Here's the backstory, friend. My business partner and I formed this partnership at a time when we were both a bit stuck in business. What neither of us knew was this experience would expose her for who she actually was and not the self-deceiving mask she applied for others. This was about to be the beginning of her public unraveling, and both of us were unprepared. She wasn't able to keep a steady flow of freelance clients or income, and I was at a standstill with my regulars who wanted incessant relationship readings. We both wanted more, and she was the first person to intellectually understand where I wanted to go in guiding others with intuitive coaching. Literally my first follower. The idea of working together was floating in the air, but I would only agree with a solid contract in place and only for a set time frame. This specific agreement was necessary because my business partner had always been a difficult person to be in relationship with. Stability wasn't her strong suit, and neither was kindness. Prior to teaming up, we had known each other for quite some time, but there was never a real continuity to the relationship. My business partner couldn't be trusted with anything because her reactions were always childish and volatile in dealing with even the most basic situations. The thing is, she's an only child, and it's easy to get caught up in your own dialogue early in life with no one to talk you off the ledge. But also, she was raised to believe that she was exceptional in a place where exceptional is expected from the majority. This was the birth of narcissism in my business partner's life, and it was her biggest downfall. But that ego got crushed the minute she stepped into the world of her prestigious secondary education. Because there in a big city and a sea of highly intelligent people from all over the world, she was ordinary. Immaturity was always at the forefront for her when it came to getting the work done. But she could sell you on things with her ability to speak about them both logically and creatively. And she would lock you in with her past accomplishments, valedictorian, attending a prestigious college, highly visible connections. But what you don't realize is all that passion that you hear as she would describe her ideas and past accolades sounds good because that nostalgia was her present. That's where she was stuck. And when you bought into it, you got duped. My business partner assumed the personality of a prolific visionary, someone that would be great and already should have been extremely accomplished. At the same time I signed the agreement, I was leery, but I felt like after dealing with so much from her for so long, what would another year be if this year was purposeful? I mean, this was just business, right? But it's time for me to allow my regrets to be laid bare. This is what you really need to know. Here are the four things I wish I'd paid more attention to before entering this business partnership and all of the receipts to back it up. First, being highly intelligent doesn't make you business savvy. It doesn't. While my business partner may have been valedictorian back in the day in high school, that didn't translate to understanding how to run a business. Her work ethic was non-existent, and ultimately she didn't have the experience level to coordinate essential business functions, diffuse issues both in-house or with clients, nor strategize for the entire entity. Two, emotional maturity matters. A partnership is a close-knit arrangement, and that can feel overwhelming in the startup phase, but overwhelming should not feel unbearable. Partnership, by definition, is two parts of a whole, but when you're dealing with someone that doesn't have mental stability or emotional maturity, it can be quite the undertaking. Fortunately or unfortunately, I was in an interesting predicament in that her issues were crystal clear spiritually. Still, in reality, I kept hoping that she would be able to keep a professional in order to close the next deal or make the next contact. It didn't work like that at all. She often took her bouts with depression, issues with her period, and all of her obscene cursing and hair trigger reactions into just about every business interaction that was made. Fake it until you make it doesn't work when there are severe personal issues that are left untreated. Also, when there are multiple issues that are left untreated. It became a fine line of me offering guidance and feeling like that should have been off limits because it was a conflict of interest. My business partner was getting crystal clear guidance regarding the business as a function of my job. She was getting the ability to foresee what was coming, if it would be positive or negative, and how to move forward in any situation regarding her aspect of business. In doing this, she thought she was outsmarting everyone else and built her entire business strategy around this model. And you know what? It worked. Intuitive guidance as a business strategy works, hands down. But she always needed more. So not only was I providing guidance nonstop about the business, but also having to guide her personally. It became too much. And at some point, all of her personal issues were directed at me. Her expectation was for me to guide her through her personal issues with me in an objective manner and provide her accurate business insights, take care of operational duties, and serve all of my clients that throw through the business entity. What she really needed was a psychiatrist and a good one. But at the time, she was still largely rejecting therapy and thought that she would use guidance instead of leading into professional medical advice. Passing on medical treatment was a habit for her, but always claiming depression also made an easy excuse for any and everything that she did not get complete, even on the better days. 3. There was not one thing my partner had accomplished since graduating from college. This was major, and I missed the opportunity to consider that this was a huge red flag. Don't overlook this one as you're vetting a business partner or potential co-founder friend. This is important. Now, granted, many people go into partnership to be stronger and to execute together. However, from age 22 to age 33, something significant should take place. Many people get stuck in unfulfilling careers before they have that big idea that sparks the launch of something more meaningful. But flourishing post-college relationships, platonic and romantic, grad school, home purchases, significant travel, children, something should happen between that time period. That is a huge 11-year gap. And in retrospect, when I consider my partner, it's a gaping hole. Because of this, it sends me right back to point number 2. Without the significant milestones, I realized that over time, I was left with the 22-year-old I met so many years before that had just graduated college and didn't have a clue in the world about what it took to not only run a company in terms of operation, but the human aspect of being responsible for another's financial stability. 4, inability to work for others. I will be honest, this did bother me, but what bothered me more over the years when I first began working with my business partner was how much she would chastise me about holding down my day job. It was always low vibrational by her standards. The entire final year at my 9-to-5 was obscured by her comments about my job, the job that was contributing to my household that my husband and I were maintaining together while she was living at her parents' house expecting them to provide her every need. It was absurd and ridiculous, but I somehow allowed it to affect my self-esteem. My business partner, in all of her creative brilliance, had only been able to hold down 2 post-college positions, and she quit both of them because she deemed them beneath her level of intelligence, and she was rarely in an independent living situation. What you need to know about this inability to work for others is that people like this are not team players. These personalities are selfish and tend to make emotional decisions where professional demeanor is required. However, they are unable to access a more professional disposition primarily because they weren't able to conform in any way in a business setting while working for someone else. And this always speaks to their inability to adopt clear policies and procedures or best business practices while launching startups and engaging in partnerships and networking relationships. Not to mention the inability to understand the difference between making money versus a steady income stream. I remember the first big 6-figure deal we acquired. It was amazing. It was a sweet and significant first step, but I thought she and I both knew that it wasn't going to sustain us very long. I later realized I was the only one with that awareness because half of that money was more than my business partner had made in a whole year for several years. She had a habit of getting a deal and waiting until the money was almost gone before she would even seek out the next client. Meanwhile, I was upset because I was still keeping my private clients and acquiring more due to her lack of understanding for the need of a steady income while adulting. Again, emotional maturity. I could go on and on about all the nasty details of the tangled mess of that business partnership, but that's not the point. I'm sharing to give you tangible examples of how clear you need to be to make clear decisions for your business and professional life as you contemplate partnerships and potential co-founders. Truly, understanding who you are and where you are makes all the difference. None of what happened needed to manifest exactly as it did. People that are dealing with varying levels of instability will always hurt other people. My business partner knew what type of mental health struggle she had, but the struggle with her ego was even bigger and more damaging. There isn't any level of acceptance of a life less than one seeking attention for her past accomplishments that she will ever settle for anytime soon. This narcissistic nature is common in many people with true power. That's why now, during these unprecedented times, you have political leaders and top-level executives making decisions that seem particularly self-centered. This is because those people are self-centered. I think most people have an expectation that leadership in itself commands a responsibility to those that are to be guided by that position. However, when you have internal struggles, those will always guide everything in your life, regardless of responsibility. This is why trauma, mental health issues, and untreated abuse are of the utmost importance to heal. It's not just for yourself, but for those that will be adversely affected by how you present yourself and take action on their behalf. There are far more people that are deceiving themselves into believing that they are beating their own issues that are not. Ultimately, my business partner was in a fight over her own view of herself as an intellectual and not in an active internal dialogue each step of the way about partnership. If partnership had been prioritized, she could have accepted her limitations earlier on and taken strides to put others in a place to help navigate the situation. Co-founders and business partners need emotional clarity with themselves. Everyone has ideas, but what impact can you make with your idea, and is it serving your sole purpose? That is the question. The climate of social media and the prestige we offer our influencers creates a breeding ground for those with strong tendencies toward insecurity and narcissism. Put those together, and you have the potential for a terrible business partnership, and especially a co-founder. The founder of any startup is an employee first. What I found in more than one instance is that a founder may have an idea, but the truest founder is the one that can translate an idea into a business or an endeavor that works. Partnership should be a careful vetting of energy, experience, and commitment. Consider how committed you have seen a potential partner to be to the other people and other things in their life. Examine how well they are actively participating and contributing to their friends and family. Running a business is more than a job, but a marriage of sorts. It's a relationship with the team, the clients it serves, and with your own sole purpose. If all of this is not activated, it will not flourish, not in the long run. Partners will never be perfectly aligned. The inherent lesson of two individuals operating through one entity is to show them a mirror of their energy and organic contribution. Empathy does not always overcome manipulation. Oftentimes, we assume that people we surround ourselves with are those that are rooting for us. It can be a shocking discovery when it becomes known that they are not cheering for you, or worse, that they envy you. Creating partnership with someone is creating your brand. Make sure your brand and your messages align with who you're working with from the start. My business partner and I were never in alignment. Her activist and unorthodox approach was never in line with me as a grounded spiritual guide. I was looking for my business dealings to be an extension of my life, whereas her company became her permission slip to call out others where she felt their brands fell short and a means to rebel against the vision her parents had for her life. Alas, if you ever wanted to know the truth about it, there it is. If you want my advice about business partnerships and co-founders, keep listening. Never let a person use your skills to be a covering for their mess, chaos, or how they show up in the world. Also, be mindful that there is a very distinct correlation between anxiety issues and value. Emotional clarity is paramount in entrepreneurship. Remember, clarity over ego always. In our pursuits toward relevancy in a society that seemingly demands that we foster connection, you have to remember that the concept in and of itself is worldly. Ideas can just be ideas, topics for conversation, and pathways to deeper conversation, deeper connection. Ideas can also be hobbies and things we do in our spare time. Hobbies shouldn't be replaced by side hustles. We are not meant to monetize every aspect of our lives to be active participants in society or social media. You can be validated even if you are not a girl boss. Your experience is important even if you are not a power couple or relationship goals. The relationship with your authentic self should be prioritized before a hashtag or FOMO. FOMO is not even real. It can't be real because fear isn't real. Fear is about perception. COVID-19 has put the world's economy in quite the predicament. It's estimated that 36 million people have filed for unemployment to date, and that won't begin to cover many households' total monthly expenses. Not to mention, many people were already underpaid and lacking fulfillment in their respective careers. All things put together creates a breeding ground for those that have a side hustle or have always desired to work for themselves. In 2019, the government shut down for 35 days would put hundreds of thousands of federal workers without an income to take care of their essential needs. Remarkably, I remember a story about two sisters that created a cheesecake company and it went viral. Fortunately for them, the emerging business allowed them to quit their federal jobs and become full-time entrepreneurs. As I'm recalling this incredible story of defeating all the odds, someone else may be out there considering how to launch or working out the specifics of a new partnership simply to survive. This pandemic and racial uprising has the power to change the mindset of the entire world's population as the economy shifts and we universally are adapting to increased awareness throughout the world. All things considered, a business partnership or co-founder of a business or organization should be taken on with much thought, much care. Keep this in mind as you consider the next step on your soul's journey. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. My hope is that you always consider me a resource for spiritual wisdom and all things soul level. Allow me to offer you some action steps that you can take right now to either start or deepen your own spiritual connection. Connect me to a friend or coworker or relative of yours that needs to hear this episode now. Send it over to them even if you've already told them all about how intuitive guidance can help and they haven't made their move yet. You can follow me at _lifeofanempath_ on Instagram and then send me a DM so that we can schedule some phone time for you ASAP so you can start a deeper journey for yourself. Or reach out to me and let me know you want to start the process of supporting the journey of another that wouldn't have access otherwise. You can schedule your initial consult by going to my website at lifeofanempath.com. Email me at tanisha@lifeofanempath.com and let me know that you'd love for me to share insights like you've heard on the podcast at your organization, or you would like to explore the possibilities of scheduling ongoing group facilitated emotional clarity or declutter the mind sessions for your team as we move forward toward alignment as a global community. I can't wait to connect with you.